Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Ligulei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Reb Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Brachos. We're in the second parak, Mishnayos Daled. And hey, and the Mishnah begins, Ha'umnin Korim Berosha Ilan, O Berosha Nidbach. Let's say you have skilled workers and they're doing their work on the top of a tree or on the top of the wall, they're picking fruit, and now it's time for them to go ahead and say the Kriya Shema. So the truth is, technically speaking, you're supposed to have kavana. You must have kavana when you're saying the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, and ideally on the rest of the Shema. Still, we don't require the umnin, the workers, to come down from the tree, because we assume that it's easy enough for them to get down and not to have any. It's easy enough for them to have to get down the proper kavana, to have in mind the proper intention of saying Kriya Shema, without them having to come off the tree or to come off the wall. Masha Inke, Rashai and Lasos came betfila, but we assume when it comes to Shemona Esrei, where you need to be able to have a very exacting area of kavani, a heart has to be turned in the right direction, and so therefore we require them to come down for Shemona Esrei in order for them to be able to say Shemona Esrei. So for Kriya Shema, not to have to come down, but for Shemona Esrei to have to come down, even if theoretically they think they can have the proper kavana while they're on top of the tree. Chasan pater mi Kriya Shema balayla rishon. A chasan who's getting married to a besula for the first time, he's exempt from saying Kriya Shema on the first night because he's already so involved in the mitzvah and so concerned about the mitzvah. He's how he's going to be able to do things correctly, and so he needs to be able to keep in mind the Kriya Shema, and he's not going to be able to do that, and so he is exempt for the first night until Motzei Shabbos, even if he's not Baal B'ilas Mitzvah, until Motzei Shabbos, in the olden days people got married on Wednesdays, like today. And they used to be able to go just in case there was a concern. They based it would meet on Thursdays. So if he even if the first mitzvah didn't happen until Motzei Shabbos, he would be exempt from saying the Kriya Shema until Motzei Shabbos. Im lo asa maisa. That's of course assuming that he hadn't consummated the marriage. But if he consummated the marriage, now he's already chayiv in Kriya Shema. Also, if Motzei Shabbos comes around and he hasn't done anything, so we assume he's already gotten comfortable with the situation, and he will have to say the Kriya Shema. Ma'isa b'Rabban Gamliel shekara b'layla rishon, but it happened once that Rabban Gamliel got married, and he read the Kriya Shema on the first night, shenasa, at his wedding. So Amru lo talmidav, so the student said to him, Loli mantanu rabbeinu shechasam pater mi Kriya Shema b'layla rishon? Rebbe, didn't you teach us a chasan is exempt? Why are you saying the Kriya Shema? So Amar Lahem, so he said back to them, Eini shomei alochem levato mimeni malchus shamayim afilu sha'achas. He says, I will not listen to you to give me a heter to exempt myself from Kabbalah or malchus shamayim from accepting and recognizing Hashem even for a simple moment. I have the ability to concentrate, and I'm going to say Kriya Shema. And so even though he wasn't chayiv, and that's what he was telling his Talmidim, he insisted on saying it. Bizman Azeh, in today's times, we require the chassan to say it anyway, since he's no different than everybody else. And so therefore, at our weddings, our chassanim have a responsibility to make sure that even on the first night they say Kriya Shema. We'll stop here. Everybody have a fantastic and wonderful day.